Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
There was a time when if you wanted to borrow money, you had to sit down face to face with the loan officer at the bank. All went the way of buggy whips with the arrival of credit cards and home equity loans. But now personal bank loans are actually making a comeback. According to SmartMoney.com, the credit crunch and the collapse of housing values are making personal loans more popular with banks and borrowers. In fact, personal loan applications have gone up more than 10% at some banks. Now, here are three things you should know. Number one, in the last 2 years, credit card companies have cut $1.5 trillion from credit lines, and they're expected to keep on doing so through the end of 2012. Now, that can drive up the demand for personal loans even more. Number two, you must have a regular income to qualify, and you'll probably need a checking and savings account with the bank in order to get a personal loan. Banks want to sit down face-to-face with borrowers to determine their creditworthiness. And number three, personal bank loans range from $3,000 to $100,000. Interest rates on personal bank loans are now running from 8% to a staggering 26%, so they're not cheap at all. My advice, don't look at personal loans as an easy way out of money trouble. If your credit card company has lowered your credit limit, consider it a blessing and avoid taking on any new debt. And if you need help getting your finances under control, that's why we're here. I hope you'll go online and learn more at crown.org.
This has been My Money Life, a daily radio outreach of Crown Financial Ministries. You can hear this program again online at crown.org. That's crown.org.